Yo, this is Corey with the World is My Burrito podcast, aka Twimby, a personal project where I educate my listeners as I dive into various pop culture topics that alter the world around them, yet somehow fell to the wayside. Do you know who almost single-handedly created the manga industry of today? Which major world event changed the horror film industry as a whole? How did comics affect the world's perception of nuclear energy? Journey with me to learn some random stuff.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges because this is from a couple of years ago when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys. Here's to past Bill. Bye. Bondularific Arena? Anyway, hello. Welcome to a gorgeous, gorgeous autumnal morning from the southeast of Ingolando. Ingolando, yes, England, hello. Any people from Czech Republic out there? Yeah. Revenge is sweet. Yes. Anyway, people who don't follow football won't get that. Anyway, this isn't the Bill mocks other countries sporting non-prowessness for momentarily enjoyment. This is the Bill Plays Sea Star 2. Yes. Hello and welcome. This is their cool music, guys. yes. So, as you know, last time when I left you, the planet Palm had exploded. Yes. Some sort of giga space station or something that was a prison that I was trapped in. Just lost its orbit, hit the planet, and boom! I can't imagine how the space station could be enough. Because I remember exploring Palm in Fantasy Star 1, and Palm was huge! Huge! God knows how that space station managed to blow up. Must have had some sort of nuclear reactor on it. That's caused some sort of very specific reaction. But yes! I have been finding my way around the new planet of Dizo! Or Dizen, the one that begins with Dean, has a Z in it. Dizo, yes, it's the ice planet, which is the third planet from the sun. A bit like our Earth, but cold and miserable. Yes. Oh, listen to the music as well, I love it. I've been traversing the ice planet, Dizo. Slowly but surely, it's very irritating having to go through the Sucra power station every time. Space station. So, just for a bit of context. So, when you land on this planet, you land on this one specific tile in the Sucra space station. Sounds great, yeah? But no, the space station's in the middle of a mini maze. and it has like four or five exits. And so each exits you out to a different place on Dizo where you then have to sort of traverse the surface a little bit to find a town. Now, the towns weren't particularly difficult to find, but it is very annoying having to manoeuvre your way around a dungeon every time you come to the planet. So I've gone to the three towns that there are, unlocked them, so I can now teleport between them, and you can always teleport back to Sucra if you need to go back to Mota and Peso. And get some stuff from Motor. I can't really see why. Like, at first, I needed to pop back there twice just to pick up some more Trimates, the ultimate healing potion, because the two towns I came across first of all weren't selling them. They were selling the shitty ones. Via a combination of the three towns, armor and weapon shops, you could kind of get all the all at the main non-dungeon armor for your parties. So I'm kind of hitting endgame here, guys. But I've done those three towns. I've then traversed the crevice because Tyler, the lovely space pirate who picked us up from the falling space station, he was the one who said there's a guy on Deezo who can probably help you with the old Mother Brainio problem. So, to recap, Mother Brain is gone schizo for some reason and is trying to destroy Algo. I assume Algo as a whole. And it looks like it's already succeeded in destroying Palm, which is the epicenter. The center of the Algo universe. Planet number un, the green planet. Yeah, so that's all fucked. Anyway, it's through talking to various people. Oh god, the Moggy pad. Yes, I picked up a couple of caps in this Sucra space station. And there's like a magic cap and a Mogib cap. And all the people on Deezo are like long-faced aliens. And none of them would speak to me until I realised they had to put on the Mogib cap. Which only Rolf can wear. So that was fun. otherwise, no one would speak to you. Couldn't heal, couldn't do anything. yeah, that sucks. But yes, I've got my Moggy cap on now. I'll be walking around, speaking to people. It looks like this game may be held up at a place called the Esper Mansion. So I have traversed the crevice. Yes, it's called the crevice. I went balls deep into the crevice. There are no items in the crevice. It's just a cave system. But I've manoeuvred my way around, and I'm here. I took one step inside the door and thought, I need to stop. I need to record this. So, let me re-enter. Now, at first glance, I kind of thought all these guys are angels. And I talked to the guys at the door. And he says, "You must be Rolf. You are correct, my friend. We've been expecting. Ooh, we've been expecting. Congratulations, you're having a baby. Oh no, you. We've been expecting you." And both the guards said that. And they moved out of the way to let me through and pass deeper into this Esper mansion, which kind of just looks like a big open room. And so I kind of thought, this is definitely going to be a storyline. So I should definitely record this. This man told us what we... This man told us he would awaken when you arrive. Oh, okay. Yeah, these guys all kind of look like... I thought they were angels at first. They're all like blonde haired, but they look like priests. This man wakes up every 10 years. That sounds shit. That sounds amazing. When Mother Brain came, this man decided to hide in Deezo. Who is this man? This man was put into cold sleep in order to watch over the future of Algo. Yes, I imagine they all talk like this. The glorious man who used to fight to save Algo is buried here. Ooh, that's interesting. We have been working for him since many generations ago. Oh, is this going to be one of the characters from the first game? It seems likely. Where am I going? So I'm just having a look around the outside. Yep, nothing there. Man, this entire island, this entire planet's covered in fog. There's been nothing unusual here. It's a big statue, I'm just checking it. Yeah, nothing unusual here. Right, okay, let's go down these stairs. Oh, there's two people. Three for one left. Welcome, my master. He's been waiting for you. Let's talk to the dude on the right. I personally wish to have my master sleep quietly, but... Right, dig face. Oh, it's opening. The sarcophagus. Looks a bit like a... Yeah. Oh, there he is. Yeah. No, I don't recognise him. He's got blue hair. Looks very anime. You finally made it. I'm Lutz. L-U-T-Z. Lutz. The last telemental on Algo. I think Noah might have been a telemental. you seem surprised that I know your name. Don't you remember? This is the second time we have met. I saved you from death after an accident on a spaceship. With your parents when you were 10. Yeah, it doesn't come to mind. Has anyone mentioned that? What woke me was Alice's scream. So you are the last descendant of Alice. Ooh. Ah. Okay, so Rolf's the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchild of Alice, the protagonist from the first game. What woke me was Alice's scream. Who fought to protect Algo. Beautiful Alice, the symbol of Algo, was fighting the dark force in that dream. The dark force was trying to destroy Algo. Yeah, the dark force was trying to destroy Algo. But in the end, it itself was destroyed. Oh my god, I'm not going to get it out of my head now. It's like a semi-Cartman voice. But that doesn't mean there is no longer anyone trying to destroy Algo. You, Ruff, must arm yourself for battle. One valuable item is the Aeroprism. Aeroprism, wasn't it in the first game as well? Yeah, I'm sure that's what we used to transform the cat into a giant cat so we could ride its back. arm yourself for battle. You mean it's the Aeroprism? It was just to see that which cannot be seen. Also, arm yourself with Nye's weapons. Nye's weapons? Prepare yourself. And then I will tell you about the enemy's plans. That's seriously it? Lux is now sitting on his throne. Before the dark power rounds over Ergo, we must get the legendary arms together. Yeah, which all happen to be named after my character and I. Rolf has found Prism! Rolf has gotten hold of Prism! Is that it? No fucking explanation of where I'm supposed to find these legendary Nye items. The future of Algo depends on you. Oh, hang on, this is a different game. The future of Algo depends on you. I'm sure it'd be a tough trip. But please do not get discouraged. You know, Rich, don't get discouraged. The future of Algo depends on you. I'm sure it'd be a tough trip. They all gonna say the same shit. Yeah, they're all saying the same shit. Okay. Right, well. Bollocks. So, they've given me no clear indication of what to go. I know from the guide that I've been using. I say using. I've been trying to use it sparingly as I can, but I needed to refer back to it every now and then. I can see that there are supposed to be dungeons I'm supposed to be doing next on Deezo. So I'm guessing that's my next call. It's just to go dungeon crawling on Deezo for items. Although no one has specifically said that. God damn it. Damn it. Why won't you tell me what's going on? Yeah, okay. I think I'll pop a little save state. And yeah, I'm gonna jump on my train. There we go, guys. Oh, nice. Little story dump for you all there. So Lutz, our blue-haired wonder. Did I say he had blue hair? I can't remember. He's very effeminate looking, in the way that anime male characters tend to be effeminate. The last Telemental. He's Telemental. He loves a bit of telly. But yeah, he's he's told us we've got to go searching for the weapons of Nye, which makes no sense. How can it be legendary weapons of Nye if Nye is only like, what, supposed to be like 10, 15 years old in this game? And he's like just a split half of a mutant that was trying to destroy everything. That was obviously created by this dark force. Yeah, okay. I don't have anything to say. I'll continue dungeon crawling. Off air, folks. Enjoy the Algo grind. And enjoy the awesome exit music. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Troidal Power, host of Troidal Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. It's an audio-only Let's Play podcast where I play video games and tell you about them. It's like Twitch for your ears. You can find Troidal Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power on probablywork.com, geektogeekmedia.com, or you can look for me on Patreon to sponsor an episode. Troidal Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. Let's play video games.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.